This week, we welcome all the barroom philosophizers.
Philosophizers.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Kind of loved it.
Welcome to our Film Fathers podcast, the definitive podcast about fatherhood, film, and fatherhood in film. This is Jelani, and with me as always are two 40-year-old adolescent power drinkers and trustees of modern chemistry, Martin and Brady.
If somebody gets in your face and calls you a cocksucker, I want you to be nice. Ask him to walk. Be nice. If he won't walk, walk him. But be nice. If you can't walk him, one of the others will help you. And you'll both be nice. I want you to remember that it's a job. It's nothing personal.
You know, he acts all nice and shit like he's Mr. Rogers or something. But then, man, he hauls off. He hauls off. He beats the living shit out of you. So a really interesting guy overall.
This week, we welcome all of the barroom philosophers to another episode. We are diving headfirst into the action-packed world of the old and new Roadhouse movies. We are not just here to obsess about Patrick Swayze's perfect hair or marvel at the modern-day reinvention of the mullet. So, grab yourself a coffee, kick back at the corner of the bar, and join us while we raise a toast to the old cult classic and the new Roadhouse movie. Would you name your kid Dalton?
It's a great, great name.
Is it a great name because
of this movie?
Of this movie from 1989?
Or is it because Jack Dalton from MacGyver in the 80s as well? Who was a kind of a loser character.
See, I'm more of a Jack Burton kind of guy.
Jack Burton. Oh, that's Big Trouble Little China.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I think anything T-O-N at the end sounds good. But yeah, it's a good name. Great movie. I fucking love the old one. It's so good.
So, same. Like, no problem saying that. Have you guys seen this in a while? I know this is like a movie that we've seen, I would guess, collect. Hold on, Jelani. Just out of curiosity. Is this the first time you ever saw this?
No, it's
okay,
not.
Fair. Okay, so this is a movie that's been on. This was on all the time. You saw it many, at least parts of it for multiple chunks, multiple years of our lives. It's awesome. But I haven't seen it in a very long time.
It's been a long time.
And I was definitely curious. I was like, you know, as we talked about, things change. You just, Jelani.
Not enough Sam Elliott, but continue.
Okay. Fair. Fair.
Are you asking, do we still love it?
Yeah. Do you still love it? Well, you said you did already.
Yeah.
That's why I went to Jelani.
Yeah.
Who didn't answer the question.
I don't know.
Okay.
It felt a little slow.
All right, Martin, do you?
It felt a little slow?
It felt a little slow and then a little long. I have an exact point when I felt like this movie just needed to be done. I knew where it was going.
Ooh,
and
really?
I was just like, why are we not there yet?
It is longer than I remember, but I was never bored.
No.
And it's, I mean, it's full of just 80s goodness. It's a
good
hard R, you know?
So
is plenty
it possible,
of nudity, plenty of action.
Is it possible for someone who is 30 years old to not hate this movie?
To love it.
No, not love it. I think this goes back to my issue with a lot of the older movies that I haven't seen versus the ones that I have seen when we redo them.
Yeah.
You have an appreciation for it.
Mm-hmm.
Having seen it in the 80s and growing up with it, coming in blind to this 1989 version, I have a hard time believing that people would be like, this sucks.
Like, the only way I think they would not hate it is if they have an older sibling or a parent that loves this movie, and then they pull some of that nostalgia from them.
I don't know. There's still a lot of crap movies made these days.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of crap movie, and this is my question about this movie in general. And this is one – I don't know the best way to describe this type of movie. Like, it's than to say it's a movie from the 80s.
Yeah.
HBO Saturday Night Classic.
But it's a perfect snapshot of an 80s, like, action movie. Like, it's so bad that it's good type thing.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
I don't – that's what this viewing – I expected it to be worse. I expected it to be a lot cheesier and – yeah, just cheesier and poorly acted, or like that. What you're saying, that it's like a bad good movie, But I don't think it's that. I think it's kind of good is what I'm kind of saying.
Okay.
I think it. I don't think it's as bad as I thought.
As you had in your head.
Yeah. In my head, I had it as, yeah, really cheesy.
I think I agree with you, actually, in that regard. I just have a preconceived notion that the whatever generation is younger than us would have a really hard time watching this and not being like...
Right, because they don't know anything about Swayze.
Right. You don't have...
Don't know anything about Jackie Treehorn. Can we talk about that a little
100%.
We'll dive right into it. I love that. But Ben Gazzara, I think this is the actor's name. He is a serious actor, but he's most known. He says the... I'm pretty sure he passed away. But when he was alive, he said, the things I get stopped on the street and get recognized for more than anything is Roadhouse. And then later on in the 90s, it was Jackie Treehorn Big Lebowski. And two of my favorite movies. Hands down, Big Lebowski.
He is dead. And he died quite some time ago. But 2012 is 12 years ago.
He is dead. Yeah, okay.
Feels like a while ago.
I thought you said, I don't think he is dead.
No, he is.
But you're saying, I don't think.
No, I don't think I really knew him. I don't know him from anything but those two movies. So
I think he was like kind of big in like the indie, like John Cassavetes, I want to say.
Yeah.
Listed in that. Like he was in a lot of important movies and like.
He's known for, which we're not going to do.
Husbands or something?
Anatomy of a Murder.
And
The Killing of a Chinese Bookie.
Okay. That one I don't know.
76 is that one.
Anatomy of a Murder is a great movie.
Sure.
Yeah, that's Hitchcock.
Sure. But definitely, like, the fact that he's Jackie Treehorn is really, really amusing to me because, God, I just love that movie so much.
and he's pretty kind of cheesy in this movie, but still, it worked for me.
Yeah. Look, I enjoyed this
movie. The monster truck going over the thing. Okay. That was the only part.
100%. This is where I have.
Wait. What was the part?
The monster trucks going into the car
dealership. That's the ridiculous part.
That's exactly where I said this movie has got too long. They could have cut that entire scene, and I would have been fine with
that. Well, right. That's one thing.
They're trying to make him a bigger, like an actual villain.
Saying the movie is too long because of that scene, in my opinion, is not accurate. I get the scene's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
We can all agree on that part. But I don't know that the movie was like dragging on because of that.
For me, that's when I felt like it was starting to drag.
Okay. It's absurd. The fact that they're driving Bigfoot around and like literally parking it at like the bar parking lot.
But you know, they explained it all away.
Did
right?
They?
No, I just mean in the way of he's got the cops in his pocket. Because I kept on thinking like how could you not be like, dude, he drove. This is very intentional. There was no accidental thing about this. He's standing in front of him and grandstanding it. But it's like, yes, if you have the entire town on your payroll, I guess it's
how big
I
is
guess
this town?
It could happen. Yeah, I don't know. And who knows? It's outside of Kansas City.
How big is this fake town?
Actually, it's not. Actually, I looked it up. It's pretty far away from Kansas City.
What do you mean that's you looked
because
it up?
It's Jasper, a real town. Missouri.
No,
it's a real town.
It's a real name of a town, but that's
not what this is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Poorly executed, in my opinion, to pick a fake town and name it after a real town.
Right.
That's close to that.
That's close to Joplin, Missouri.
I also just want to I misspoke earlier. Anatomy of a Murder is not directed by Hitchcock. So I just want to make sure somebody doesn't come after me.
I've been sitting here boiling about it.
Charlie, I'm looking in your direction.
I want to go back to Brady calling out Bigfoot, which absolutely. They just couldn't get the naming rights or whatever, but that was Bigfoot all day.
100%. The 100. Only monster truck I think I know by name.
How much did you want the Power Wheel of Bigfoot?
Yeah. I used to have a little.
Or did you have one?
I didn't have the Power Wheel. I had a little like one that had like levers that you like flip up and then it would go forward or go backwards. But yeah, I was a huge Bigfoot fan. No, there was like 10 Bigfoots. There was one with like huge wheels. There was one with tank treads. Yeah.
Martin's telling us the 80s are great, and he works for, the biggest internet company. A company that,
lived in the 90s.
Yeah, thriving on modern technology.
I know. You always say this, but I get nostalgic about,
of course.
About this stuff.
And this is part of the whole, ether question of this movie. And what is it about? Like, this is one of many, right? Like, why do these movies work for us and people our age and older? Why does Roadhouse revered by so many people. I know you say that you think it's good, but like,
right.
There's a lot of these movies that we've done. Big Trouble in Little China, right? Like a movie that we really enjoyed, but I think we could maybe all agree and be like, that's a little movie. Absurd, right? This is a it's movie a good, that's kind of ridiculous. Yeah. Right. So like, how did it work back then as opposed to just being a shit movie, which is what happens now? They just make bad movies.
I think it's the simplicity of it, right? I think it's just a guy who, you know, again, we talked about this when we talked about Pulp Fiction. A guy who just walks the earth and goes where the wind takes him. And yeah, he's like,
he is kind of a Kane character, right?
Does Tai Chi.
Yeah, right. Does Tai Chi.
He studied philosophy at NYU.
Sure.
He's reading books. He doesn't need a TV. He just wants to live above a barn. Or in a barn.
Wouldn't that barn be drafty? Like, cold?
Let me close the windows.
What about
it looks downstairs. Fairly hot.
He just wants to rip guys' throats out. I mean, that's very something 80s about that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I heard he ripped a guy's throat out. And then he does it in the movie. And that guy, that bad guy is just, what have we seen him in? Yeah, with the cross.
Yeah,
he's just this movie. I feel like I've seen him in something. Another like Arnold movie.
He's a literal fighter.
What he says, you know, the line.
Yeah.
I used to fuck guys like you in prison. Like, come on.
Did you go
1989?
Did you immediately go
making me blush,
Billy
Jimmy.
Madison or Happy Gilmore, but you fuck guys in prison.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely has that vibe.
Kelly Lynch. What else do you know her from?
You know, this is what I know her from.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Cocktail.
Is she in Cocktail?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is she?
She was married to Brian Brown.
Oh, that's her, huh?
Yeah. She was his wife and then
she's hot.
I would thought Elizabeth. I always remember Elizabeth Shue from Cocktail.
Yeah, well, yes. And Gina Gershon. Cocktail's got a lot of attractive women in it, I guess. That speaking of remakes, because we're going to talk about the remake at some point, but Cocktail is ripe for a remake, isn't it?
I feel like it's being talked about already. Did
I send something about it or did I see something?
It feels
about
like maybe it's in our orbit.
But I mean, yeah, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's a bad movie. I like Cocktail too, but I could see that one with Zac Efron or who's your guy? Tatum. A Channing Tatum.
See, that's garbage. Like
Jake Gyllenhaal.
It currently has one of the best actors of our lifetime in it.
Right.
You can't put a piece of shit in it. It's gonna suck. Like
what, Efron?
Feel free to try
that
to.
Too, or
but
just
he's not a good act. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see an Efron being in it. I think you got to go somebody else. Yeah.
Chalamet, fine, whatever.
Maybe a Miles Teller.
Now you can't keep going to the Miles Teller well.
I mean, how many times have we've gone to the Pratt well like 50 billion times? Why? Can't
Who
we
said
go
that
to
was right?
Miles Teller well.
I'm saying the Tom Cruise remake movie with Miles Teller. You can't just keep going. But
he's not playing the Tom Cruise character in Top Gun.
I'm
following what you're saying.
Are you?
But I agree with him. I think Tyler is the right call.
What reminded me of it was, or what that reminded me of was
Whiplash Part 2.
Was I saw that this at the time was ripe in the Razzie world.
Was it?
So
did it kick off the Razzies?
Swayze was nominated for a Razzie. If for those of you who don't know, the Gold Raspberry Awards are essentially for the worst. The antithesis of Martin's favorite award show.
Opposite of the Oscar.
And Swayze was up for worst actor.
He's not bad in this.
For Next of Kin and this.
Oh, I have never seen Next of Kin. I feel like I need to.
He wasn't up for that year for worst actor of the decade. Which it was 89, so I think you were a catch in the final. By the way, Travolta was, but although he didn't win, Stallone won. There was another one from the movie itself, I believe, was up for worst picture. Yep, worst picture. Didn't win. Star Trek V, The Final Frontier, was apparently was determined to be the worst.
That was the whale, that one with the whales.
The
right?
whales.
But Cocktail, yeah. When I looked up 89, I think Cocktail was there because I had to go to 90 to look up this one. And yeah, this is part of the thing. This is part of that, like, it's bad. And maybe at the time they didn't appreciate what they had. I mean, it's not without some maybe questionable decision making, but we should probably talk a little more about the movie as opposed to the overall. Should we talk about Swayze?
Yeah.
What was your first introduction to Swayze? So
Dirty Dancing, hands down.
Probably Dirty Dancing, which is like a year or two before this.
Yeah, I had an older sister and a mom.
So I don't think Swayze popped on the radar until Ghost came out for me.
Gotcha.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
You escaped both of these movies in your childhood.
I mean, Roadhouse I might have caught with my dad.
I wanted to watch Roadhouse, but I didn't watch it when I was very young.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not saying you saw it like in 89.
I remember catching the Denise dancing
on the table.
On the stage.
Oh,
scene,
on the stage, yeah.
And I was like, what movie is this?
I guess Ghost was the next year. I was thinking Ghost was a couple years later.
Yeah, it was 90, right?
Point Break was 91. I mean, yeah, 90, correct. Sorry. Yeah, I think it was probably Dirty Dancing in our house, if I had to guess.
Yeah, so I missed this one as growing up, but then really
that's
hit it later.
Put him on his kind of put him on the map.
Yeah.
Although he was at Red Dawn.
Yeah, Red Dawn
which
before that.
I don't think I've ever seen.
By the way, Red Dawn, first PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
First PG-13 movie ever.
That was the one with the...
And I never saw The Outsiders.
Oh, yeah, he was in Outsiders as well. Yeah.
You know,
his older brother, I want to say.
Yeah.
Derry or something.
Which, it was a who's who of people that went on to become...
See Thomas Howell's in it.
Was it you or... Somebody told me, like, we were talking about movies that couldn't be remade today. Or, like, remade if,
wasn't
like,
Red Dawn remade?
You were... No, not Red Dawn. But, like, if you had to pay the cast what they would be worth today.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
Outsiders was the one that was, like, you could not get that cast for...
Right.
Today's
make,
prices.
Make Outsiders too.
Swayze's cheap Cruise. Right now.
Well, Swayze, yeah. I mean,
Kevin
Macchio. He's working for
Kevin
dirt
Macchio
prices.
Is making, commanding the big bucks.
Who? Kevin?
I'm sorry.
Who?
Ralph Macchio.
Is that his brother?
I don't know why. I don't know where
you
Kevin
get him
from.
Really cheap.
Well, you just got that?
Kevin Macchio comes
Ralph
at a
Macchio.
Dirt cheap.
Kevin Macchio's like, whatever you want, man.
I don't even know where I was
me?
Going with that.
I'll pay you.
He's out of town. I'm a bill. Yeah, so apparently they said he was like such a, because he was coming off this Dirty Dancing movie, which was, you know, took all the ladies by storm.
For sure. Huge hit.
There were like, people were coming onto set while shooting, like trying to get pictures with him and like touch him, and he was a thing.
Yeah.
And he is quite, the veering of like the Tai Chi, like the shirtless Tai Chi, like they're really playing up obviously some sexuality.
Yeah,
when he wakes up his butt.
And I'm pretty
yeah.
sure at the end, he's running. He's naked, right? When he's running into the lake, that's full frontal. It's just shadows or
the
something.
The skinny dipping.
Yeah,
yeah. Which I have quotes about or comments about that at the end too.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, what's holding you back?
We're talking about it now.
I just think it's hilarious that the doctor,
Doc.
Kelly Lynch's character was so pissed off at him for ripping the guy's throat out. Then cool with him covering up a murder, and then
well,
her
uncle was involved too.
Well, everyone's involved. I think she kind of has to be like, hey, this is for the greater good.
Yeah, and then there's just skinny dipping at the end, like, oh, you killed three people, whatever, you're good.
She's quite attractive.
I'm okay. I'm okay with all of it.
Yeah. No.
I mean, he definitely does. He had to go.
I don't disagree.
He was hurting that town.
She doesn't need to get all indignant.
How were
about
they going to get it? I mean,
well, he killed a prison fucker before Wade Garrett dies. So, you know, at that point, he's a murderer before. Then after that, it's Wade's dead and.
Yeah, but they had already blown up her uncle's shop.
Yeah,
right.
She should.
Right.
In my
opinion,
she
shouldn't have any.
She should have picked up a gun.
Well, she's a doctor. It's the first rule of the Hippocratic Oath, right? Do no
she
harm.
She ran. Or I'll be honest. She ran over there and went right for prison fucker, as you said. and
check if he was alive.
And then she
checked
just
for his vitals.
Side-eyed him as she walked away. Right. Like I was like, all right, at least
these guys are ruining your town, and you're going to give them.
You're
shit
aware
about it?
That like a house just blew up. The guy clearly did it. Like. Granted, the throat rip out might have been excessive at the time, but I mean, you know, he's trying to stay alive.
And it is another example of like, if you have a gun on somebody, you don't have to be an inch away from them to use it. Like, take a step back, and then shoot them
a couple. Even.
And don't say you're gonna end it because then they kick it out of your hand.
Don't start monologuing
like four times. Yeah, don't start monologuing. Happened like four or five times, but
I will
still,
say
didn't ruin the movie
not
for
to
me.
Go straight to the end. But Wesley took an alarming amount of shotgun blasts.
He really did.
To go down.
More than Zed. Zed took one and he was out. Wesley took like four and he was still.
Zed was alive.
Because I was alive.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but down.
So he wasn't. Well, Wesley.
Wesley just, took three.
He fought like a motherfucker.
This isn't realism. And I do like that last line by the big old fat guy with red suspenders. Polar bear fell on me. and the guys are just holding him. Back their laughter. I mean, it's a good movie. That's entertaining. It's very entertaining.
100%. I agree with you, but we all hold that sentimentality that someone coming in blind, I could very easily see them being like, this fucking sucks. But I do want to jump to the beginning of the movie because I recognize something this time around that I'm confident I never recognized previously.
I want to see if it's the same thing I recognize.
And that's the band.
Yes.
The band playing at the very beginning.
Oh.
Not
Jeff Healey Band.
Not Jeff Healey Band, although Angel Eyes, big fan.
Yeah. All right. I didn't know if you knew him.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Nice.
The band playing at the beginning, right away I was like, I know that guy.
Yep.
That's the singer at the band at Dust Till Dawn.
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure, but it was like they said, what do they call them?
They were Cruzados.
Cruzados, yeah.
And so I looked it up because I was trying to confirm my belief.
Yes.
Yeah.
The band playing was called Cruzados. After the band disbanded, that's a weird thing to say, the lead singer Tito Lariva formed a band Tito and Tarantula, which is the band that played at the Titty Twister in From Dust Till Dawn. I was just like, I recognized him immediately. And I was just like, it threw me off because I was like, obviously, you've seen this movie a bunch.
He's the guy that you want when you have a band. And
I'll tell you what, that guy does not play calm venues.
No. He's always playing the wild one.
He's willing to push the envelope a little bit.
Bandstand.
So we dumped on Jeff Healey Band. So
yeah,
my dad had a Jeff Healey Band CD. Mm-hmm. Which is how I came across Angel Eyes. I think a couple other songs at the time, but that's the one that stuck. And I think his biggest hit, if I had to remember correctly.
It's the only one I know of as a hit.
And so when I got older and would see this movie, I'm like, that's Jeff Healey Band. The guy's blind. I know this, I know this
and
whole thing.
And his unique way of playing, like to play it not like a lap steel, but it, without a bar, and then to just use your fingers.
Bonnie Raitt play that way too?
No. There's a different instrument called a lap steel where you you basically have a slide, and then
on
you rub
finger.
The slide. Yeah,
yeah.
On your finger, or just it's a metal bar that you slide back and forth. But that's not what he's doing. He's just taking a normal Fender Strat and fretting it with his left hand.
Don't talk like you know what you're talking about.
Or any of these real words.
You have to learn it. You have to learn it backwards because when you hold the guitar normally, you're around this other way, but he's doing it over the top. So over the top, another great 80s movie. And I just, you would have to learn it like you're blind, I suppose. Yes.
And he said he learned when he was like 3 years old when he first started playing.
Yeah.
And it's something. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
It's remarkable that he could do it that way. And he's got a good voice and good sound. Yeah. I like Jeffy. And he's a good... decent actor.
I mean, for what he needed to do.
I really love that scene where he first walks up to him.
Good to see you. Good to see you again.
Yes, but no, when he's just like, what does he say to him? He's like, oh, you play pretty good for a blind white boy. And he's like, and I thought you'd be tall. You know, because that's what everyone always says to them.
Right.
And, you know, they obviously make that joke a few times. But because it's true, right? Swayze's only like, what, Tom Cruise height?
I mean, I think everybody is right, in the grand scheme of things. But in Hollywood, anyway.
The cheesy parts that kind of got me were when he announces who he is, when he announces Dalton, and when he announces Wade Garrett. Like, that got me. I was like, oh, that's kind of cheesy.
It.
Yeah. What's not to like?
I mean, the voice, man. Exactly right.
Dude, and only with a 5-hour shadow. Like,
he doesn't have the mustache.
The mustache, but it's like his lip is just begging for it.
It's growing out a little bit faster than everything else.
It's just it's so funny because, and going back to Lebowski again,
Lebowski's alum.
You have.
I wonder if that's intentional at all.
Bring
those
two back together.
You think the Coens are big Roadhouse
fans?
Sam
Elliott was probably intentional. Maybe Jackie Treehorn was a pull. Hard to say, but maybe yeah. But Elliott's fantastic. Like the long hair.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you. Could have used a lot more of him. I think they used him great.
My favorite is when they're having the fight out back and he rolls in. Yeah, he's just standing there. He's like, you need any help, mijo? He's like,
mijo.
Did hate to see him go, though.
Yeah.
But I guess kept the story going.
Yep, gotta.
And he told him he loved him, so it's all good.
One thing I didn't catch that I saw in the notes I was looking up is, it said it was Tails. Well, good misdirection there, too, because it's like he knows it's going to be one, and Wade comes in beat up but not dead, so he assumes it's the girl. But they said the knife that was there, they said when you see it in the gas pedal, then it's tails. There's a quarter like on the handle, and it's tails. I did not catch it. I will readily admit that. But
nice little detail.
Little details, you know. They have, like you said, they have plenty of gratuitous 80s nudity.
Yeah,
more
than I remember.
Probably a lot more than most. It's not that like one shot that like they were movies seemed obligated to have for a while.
And maybe I confused it.
Could make you my regular Saturday night.
You know, a girl who's underage rolling in that he left in the bar. Yeah, dynamite.
I thought there was somebody. We know the scene where Denise is dancing on stage. I thought there was another scene where there was somebody topless dancing on the tables. But apparently that wasn't it. Maybe I just confused that with the strip club scene when
Porky's or something.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, I don't remember that. But yeah, so a lot of and what. Who does that? Like, who is the girl that just like, oh, I'm going to go up and do a striptease for everybody?
Well, that's what,
Brad Wesley?
Brad Wesley. It's what he wanted her to do, so.
Which also is weird in his own way.
He's got his own kinks. Invites everybody over to his house to have a little fun.
Sits in a rocking chair and watches what's going on in the barn.
Jackie Treehorn all day.
Watches his ex. there's a lot to like. I'm surprised, Jelani, that you thought it was. I guess I never once was like it's dragging.
No,
I never felt that.
I just felt like that one scene didn't necessarily need to be.
That's where I think it's two different things, though. Like feeling like that scene's absurd. I'm 100% with you.
Cut 2 minutes of the scene would then make it perfectly in the movie.
No. I think it. I think
answer the question.
Moves it along. Keep it moving. I know where we're going. Just keep it moving. Didn't need you to run through the dealership and ruin all those station wagons.
Somebody doesn't Bigfoot.
You probably don't like didn't like his the farmer character. What's the guy with the
Emmett?
Big beard?
Emmett? I loved Emmett.
Loved Emmett?
Get off my chest and I'll be all right.
I mean, that's they had a bunch of people in the town and that's why I think it all tied together better than I remember,
and
too, you know? Like everyone
that brought the other guy in for the shotgun scene at the end too.
Right.
He was part of that. You don't know who that guy is. We honestly still barely do, but he but the Bigfoot scene brought him in because he destroyed his and his they got to drop another insurance line on him that they so desperately wanted to include.
Red throwing out those insurance lines.
You got insurance, don't you?
So the film's original tagline said it referenced Dirty Dancing. It said the original tagline was "The dancing's over, now it gets dirty."
That's bad.
It's so great. It's so 80s. I will say, and the one note that I saw, and I know we wanted to talk about the new one desperately. that I saw something where Swayze, I think, said in an interview that he considered it to be like a modern day Western. At the time, with Dalton kind of being that gunfighter for hire,
coming in,
and Wesley being the local town, villain or bully or whatever the case would be, and
that's Seven Samurai,
and I feel like it was
except one samurai,
solo samurai. I feel like that was good. I didn't necessarily think that or recognize that in my watching, but I felt like after the fact, when I read that, I was like, yeah, I feel like that's a good fit. It is,
and they call it out.
That's where I'm going with
very nice
that.
Segue.
Yeah, hey.
Didn't want to just have you do it by yourself.
I do things. I have vagueness sometimes, but yeah. So the new one. A movie that I feel like most people, when they heard was being made, said, why are you remaking Roadhouse? Does that seem fair?
I did not say that, though. I was excited for it. Just to
something. For someone who loves Roadhouse, I'm surprised.
To see
that
a remake.
You were like, a remake.
Well, for example, I love Point Break too. I have not seen the remake.
Huge fan.
And I heard it's not great. But I don't know. For some reason, I thought
hence
they could,
my point.
Yeah, but I thought they could do an okay job of modernizing it. I didn't hate the remake, but it lacked a lot. And they could have went. I think they could have borrowed a lot more from the old one.
I think you're right. They could have played more along the lines. I like Gyllenhaal.
You want it to be more of a shot for shot? Just out of curiosity, when you're saying that? Or what,
something.
Like,
not
or
shot
like
for shot, but just something
closer
more.
To story.
Something
not
closer.
Necessarily
so
shot
not
for
modernizing
shot.
It.
No, modernizing it, but just closer.
Okay, closer.
Fair. It did need to be an exact shot for shot.
Where's Wade Garrett?
Yeah, where I was waiting for
that's
a buddy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, where's the buddy? For the buddy to come in.
No buddy.
You going to do imitate Sam Elliott?
Yeah.
Just get Sam Elliott. Don't imitate him.
That's actually not bad.
Just bring that's Sam Elliott. Bad.
Or some other MMA fighter, because what's his name wasn't
Chuck Liddell?
Yeah, where's Rampage Jackson? He's not. He
you
did
guys
the
know, I don't know any of these people, but like.
Just trust us. We're naming real people.
I believe
CM Punk.
So sorry, Jelani. Finish
it
your thought.
Could have been Post Malone.
Though. Finish your thought.
No, it couldn't have. That was the first. That was the first flaw right there. Post Malone as a fighter. I actually didn't.
It's unnecessary, but I didn't hate it because
it
ended there. Had he been in it more, yeah. I probably would have had a problem. He didn't have to do anything. And I was actually.
That's the kind of guy you probably would see in a back room brawl. Yeah.
Out of shape, but still could fight.
Still, yeah.
Yeah. No. I actually didn't hate Post Malone.
I didn't hate that.
I did hate somebody, but.
I can guarantee you I know who you hated.
Who did you hate?
Go for it.
Well,
you say that. I'm not talking shit about him.
Yeah, that's fine. I hated the acting of Conor McGregor.
Yeah, he was so bad.
Wait,
why? Was he trying to do like a Jason Momoa thing where he's like flamboyant or something?
Yeah, I think he was trying to be him, but in a more affable / flamboyant way. Well, he's plenty of flamboyant in general.
Right.
I do think he was essentially over. Dramatize or playing up his like persona, but in a more like attempting at being.
Yeah, he's not an actor.
No,
you know?
I would argue, also, you didn't need one. You didn't need an MMA fighter.
I agree. No.
You
could
have just
all.
Had. There's how many movies have we watched where there's just a badass like
Scott Adkins?
I don't know who that is.
You had Jack Reacher.
Sure,
I bring up Jack Reacher because
you could, but he's too. I mean, he would have crushed.
Could have had Bernthal.
Well, I mean, great the argument. Dude. Wait, sorry. The argument is that dude would have crushed him, as opposed to the literal MMA fighter.
Yeah, I mean, the guy Alan Ritchson is Jack Reacher, the guy from Fast 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yes, and yes, and yes.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
But yeah,
you have a literal fighter. That guy would. I mean.
Have you not seen Southpaw?
Gyllenhaal can train all he wants. And by the way, to echo what you said earlier, I'm a huge Gyllenhaal fan. I think, if anything, I actually trust the movies that he makes.
Yeah. And that's why I liked it too, because I like him.
Yeah.
Him on a bunch of HGH is great too.
Yeah. Rip it up. I like the cut, just like breathing or whatever you call it, where it's just as he breathes, you see the cut opening and closing, and I'm like, good work.
I liked, honestly, I enjoyed like his little quips, like right before he, you know.
All of them?
Most of them.
Okay. That piano's in tune.
Yeah, that one was pretty
that
bad.
That was so unnecessary.
Yeah. I like the early ones.
It actually almost derailed the movie to a degree at the end. I was like, literally no reason to include, like you're doing fine.
Yeah, they didn't need that. And the way the fights were a little... The way they tried to have the camera follow it around everywhere.
So I saw something about that. I was curious about because at first I was like, did they go ridiculously CGI on this stuff? Like it just
they used like a GoPro at one point, right?
That's what it seemed
so
like.
And there was like an intentional blur. So every fight in the film used full CG body doubles due to the production using a new multi-pass method for seamless punches and kicks instead of faking hits or cutting around the action to be believable. And every fight, the doubles were stitched into the edit for a few frames before stitching back the real footage. So I like the idea, but it feels like I did not love some of the like
produced.
Yes, agreed.
Overthought. You know?
And I think the problem with part of the problem, I think, is you're coming off Roadhouse. That was a huge thing with it. They did a lot of their fighting. Like,
yeah, it looked good.
They were saying the prison fucker was like a real fighter.
Yeah.
And he was like so impressed with Swayze, he told him, you should try professionally fighting, you're good at this.
You're good at yeah.
And so I think, and they literally fought because they were just like, we're going to keep riffing and just essentially free for all here. And so I think coming from that, where you know the 80s not loaded with CGI work, you start to I think extra.
Yeah, you overcorrect for it, and it was just a little overdone.
One thing that I didn't like, which was just so dumb. I don't understand why they do it, but. When McGregor goes into the bar and they start fighting with Dalton, and then the one guy yells out, "Bar fight!" and they just turn around and start punching everybody. He's like, That never happens.
You've never been in a bar fight, obviously.
I worked in a bar for three years and never saw anything. I agree. That's
something
stupid
about the double deuce in
double douche?
The double douche. Something about the one in 89. They had the call out.
I liked it.
Yeah, I like that too. But in the old one, when it was a shithole and there was graffiti on the walls and the chicken wire around the band, it did look like that place. And that bar fight in the beginning looked right. Like yeah, that could probably happen there.
Yeah.
Throw out bar. But the place in the Key West here, or wherever they were and whatever.
Key West.
Yeah, was it all the way down to Key West? Yeah. It just didn't feel like that kind of vibe. I know they were trying to go for it, but yeah, I agree. It felt very wrong that someone would just be like, bar fight in this modern age in that part of the country. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not in the South.
I don't know. Some place outside Kansas City and a bar that looked like that felt more believable.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying. I feel like there might be some shit in Florida every once in a while. But.
I mean, Florida man's going to Florida man.
But. What about the bad guy in this one?
Billy Magnuson?
Billy Magnuson. Where have we seen him, guys? Game Night?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was with. He was with Sharon Hogan's date.
In my brain, I was trying to think as a bad guy also, but yeah.
He might have been in something else as a bad guy, but
I mean, I think he's been in some things, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Didn't need him.
Yeah.
Jelani and I are on the same page, I think, with him.
He didn't do anything for me.
And Wesley was better.
Oh, yeah, better. Yeah.
By far. Because also, you know, the whole
Jackie Treehorn.
The whole thing of him not being in control of it and then having his dad send somebody is like, that was weak.
Right. It felt like a lot. That's what I'm saying. Like, not, you know, doesn't have to be shot for shot, but why are you adding in all these elements? Like, oh, my dad's in prison and now he's sending a guy who is an MMA fighter, but he's not an MMA fighter in this movie.
Yeah, the prison part really like doesn't a lot of, necessarily make a
like,
ton of sense.
I don't know. Seemed like some rewrites and that didn't really, that were just unnecessary.
Yeah.
There was a better movie to be made.
I can agree with that. It involves not Conor McGregor. you recast that role with an actor, it's immediately better. Like put fucking Joel Edgerton in. Put Tom Hardy as I'm naming guys we've seen do MMA. So
actually, I think it would have been. I didn't even think about this until now. It would have been better if he was the Wade Garrett character. I would have been fine with that maybe instead of bringing in some.
Yeah. I think you could literally do without him. There was no need for him. Like,
no.
Okay, you want Gyllenhaal to be a UFC guy? Cool. You guys nailed it. You filmed it at a UFC event. I remember that being a thing. You don't need an actual UFC person in the movie.
Right.
Like, it's not like the first one had a boxer in it. It's not like, you know, that you had to, like, pull something from when you were trying to imitate that.
Right.
Just
somebody that is known to be a tough guy or whatever in his movies. That would have been fine.
We got two Fast X alum.
Yeah.
In this movie.
Who else?
Who else besides who?
His girlfriend, right?
Daniela Melchor.
Yeah.
Her dad, Joaquin De Almeida.
Right. Yes, that's right.
But the stereotypical Latin bad guy.
Who's known as, his name is Sheriff.
He was in Fast X, but he was also in
Fast Five.
Fast Five, yeah.
Which is Fast X is the pullback from Fast Five. Yeah, I recognized her, and I was like, God, how do I know her? But it wasn't just that. The Suicide Squad as well.
Oh, she was in that.
She's the rat catcher, or the rat whatever. Catcher two.
They could have recreated the great lovemaking scene.
All for it.
Didn't do anything sexy here. I thought that was a pretty good scene.
That's a mess. See, you can't get away with gratuitous nudity like you can now.
Well, they didn't even have a lot of nudity. It was just kind of a steamy scene.
No, I'm
saying Swayze and
there's
and Lynch.
There's a decent. You couldn't do the nudity now that they did in that movie.
Yeah.
No way. Well, I think your rating jumps a lot higher.
That's fine, but I'm saying they didn't do it with Kelly Lynch. Is all I'm saying. So like, you could have still. I don't know. Had more chemistry between them.
They had at least three Griffith girls naked in the first one, right? The Saturday Night Special.
But
the strip club.
I'm not talking about the relationship. I'm just saying like they didn't really have a lot of chemistry or a lot of.
No, they
just like went on a date in the middle of the water. And it was
by the
like,
way,
okay.
Nice play.
Sandbar?
Yeah.
The sandbar was really nice.
Yeah, that's solid. I like that. But yeah,
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
You wanted full frontal. I get it.
No, I didn't. I'm saying they didn't have that with Kelly Lynch either. It was just a good scene is all.
Didn't they?
Just a little bit. Yeah, I would call it partial frontal. Jelani's like, why are we talking about this?
Martin wanted to take it past the soft core rating.
I wanted it to be tasteful.
Nice tasteful. Salacious, but tasteful. You know who... how do we feel about Jessica Williams?
I love Jessica Williams. I absolutely adore her.
I've loved her since...
Oh, my God. Since...
The Daily Show.
Yeah.
And she was funny, also
she's
in
a good actress.
Booksmart.
Yeah.
Remember? And yeah, I feel she's like
on this
she's
show,
good at
the... the one with Harrison Ford on Apple Plus, too. It's Shrinking. Yeah,
oh, I didn't watch that. I'm behind
as well.
That.
Jason Segel. But yeah, I was as soon as I saw her, I was like, yes. I'm like, she could have been the love interest, too, I think. But
yeah.
Anyway.
I just... I was thinking about it. I'm like, God, you know, I'm like, I've never not liked her.
Yeah.
Ever. That I can think... Like, unless she's doing a bunch of movies that I'm not seeing, I feel like she's kind of really good at what she's mm-hmm. trying to do. I mean, maybe it's knowing her lane. But.
Yeah, I'm just a fan.
Yeah. I think she could have done a little bit more, too. I mean, a little cheesy with the, hey, we're still open kind of deal after the crash and all that. Again. Yeah.
Right. It's not a great movie. But but I had fun watching. I was excited.
Yes.
For some reason, I was excited to watch it. I just like sat down. I watched it before.
Well, I've been wanting to watch it. I've been like, and I was like, oh, I know we're going to do it. I'm just going to hold off. Yeah. I was like, oh, I kind of want some action. And
yeah, I skipped ahead. I watched it early. I watched it a couple weeks ago.
What about the, do we like the storyline with like the bookstore?
No.
Unnecessary.
No. It's like they're going with it.
I thought for sure the money was up in Jessica Williams' office. And then it was in the library.
I thought he left it on the boat.
I knew he put it somewhere.
What do you think of the tree?
Fred?
Yeah, Fred the tree. Did you notice
it's a
right
real
in the
thing?
Beginning? Yeah.
The beginning? No, but I noticed at the end.
I noticed it right in the beginning. And then when she asked, did you see Fred? I'm like, yeah, they made a point.
Yeah, I did.
Martin's like,
I
did.
I saw Fred. They definitely
No, it's a thing a I saw in the notes, too. They said that is a... Yeah, it grew on this old bridge. They almost certainly was like, it's like an Australian variant. And mm-hmm. they were like almost certainly dropped by a bird. A seed at some point was dropped and it grew. And now like the locals decorated for Christmas. And like it's definitely a thing in the Keys. I've never been down there. But Fred, I don't know if they all call it Fred, but they will now.
I did like the setting where the bar was in the newer one.
Oh, shit.
More than sitting in the, middle of Kansas City or Missouri, whatever. And then what do we think about the comic relief or the comic elements in the new one?
Was there comedy?
I didn't really laugh that much.
I mean, they tried.
They tried, and that's the problem. It wasn't super... Like I said, the piano thing was just so goddamn atrocious that it made me mad.
Give me some other examples. I can't think of any.
When he broke the guy's fingers, when the guy threatened him with the gun.
Played.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
there were moments.
It was less comedy. It was more just that's the Riz from Gyllenhaal. Like,
look at this guy.
He's charismatic,
to
right?
To another audience.
Hold on, let me Google translate that.
Right, trying to get our Q rating up for some reason. I don't know. Do you know we're for the older set, Martin, right?
But they all have kids. They know what the Riz is.
Sure. Well, I think it's right out of the gate. Right, it's the him asking if the guy has insurance and asking where the hospital is, and then taking them to the hospital. So I think it plays. I think it was subtle comic relief, but I do think it played. And there were some over the top.
And the guy that didn't really care that was in awe. I think you read the quote from him. I thought he was funny. You're right. That was okay.
That part was, and everything he did was kind of that. Right. It was just like a little bit of lighthearted addition to the dialogue.
Yeah, I would agree. And then as far as like, we talked about Conor McGregor's waste of space.
It's too bad.
and even like the big bad, right? We talked about Brandt versus Wesley. Could have. I just think, I don't think the.
Weren't many improvements.
No.
Or any improvements. Right?
Well, I think you get into.
Other than setting. You guys said setting.
I don't mind HD.
right. Looks better. Right?
It looks better. Like I said,
fight scenes.
But the fight scenes, I don't need all that to look all John Wick-esque.
Yeah.
I'm okay with
I didn't hate the fight scenes. It's just no. There were things about it that I noticed, and you caught them, and it was it mattered. It all came into play, and so I think it was. I found it entertaining. I don't know that I'm probably going to watch it again. Whereas I'll probably watch Roadhouse again at some point, and you know, when
reminisce.
Can't wait to show Colin.
Yeah,
and in a couple. He's 13 now, but maybe still a little bit more.
I feel like he might be there. I don't know.
He might be there. He
he's seen ready. Predator. You can show him pretty much anything now.
That's true.
You're too stupid to have a good time.
Yeah, I don't know. It just goes back to me, the quality of these good, bad movies in the 80s can still trump a... Oh, let's not use that word.
Can surpass?
Yeah, it can still... be a lot better to watch and enjoy than a remake. Now, we talked about it. Maybe there'll be a remake that is superior in like every way.
Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about a remake of a 50s movie, though. I don't.
Oh, you want a remake of an 80s movie that's better?
Yeah. Like if they remake Big Trouble in Little China.
The new Top Gun was amazing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a remake per se. It's more of like
but it's one
like
of those like Star Trek. And Star Wars, it's like a reboot where it's a lot of rehashing of the same story. So it's not exactly a sequel. It is a sequel, but it's almost
its own thing, right? It's in between those two things. It's not a remake. It's not a sequel, but it's like it's a blending of those two ideas. Yeah. And that's the thing. Look, I love Top Gun Maverick. So like, if that's the bar, if that's the bar, then maybe that's right. But I just maybe they're not all going to hit.
Yeah.
I don't think they missed. I just think they didn't hit.
That's true. That's exactly right. I agree.
As always, remember that Our Film Fathers is a possessive determiner and two nouns combined to elicit a prescribed response, all of which works best if you subscribe where you listen. Thanks, and save it for the pod.